Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, founder of the World Ocean Observatory. If asked what must be the single most necessary change towards successful implementation of any plan for the sustainability of the world ocean, my answer would be leadership. We have evidence of deterioration of ocean resources. We have ample data for analysis and understanding of the problem. We have all the necessary information for immediate definition of new policies, procedures, and regulations. We have an international architecture of organizations, government and non-government, informed and prepared to implement change. We have vast sums of finance pledged to underwrite the change. What's missing? Recently, a chart passed across my desk entitled The Mind Map of Blue Ocean Leadership, a creation of INSEAD, a global business school and programmatic partnership of educational institutions in Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and North America. The chart graphs existing leadership design and suggested, quote, changes different from conventional approaches, unquote. For example, from a primary focus on personal qualities and behavioral styles to emphasis on acts and activities. From generic principles to market reality, from executive exclusivity to access and involvement of all management levels, from the safety of planning to applied practice, from abstract time to real-time impact investment of all resources available. Process was a second focus, the senior management engagement with employees toward actual performance, from new tools deployed for employee engagement. From passive wisdom to direct experience through higher performance, more efficient expense, and more effective results. Change was a third focus. From central authority to delegation and employee involvement. From conventional expectation and safety to innovation and risk. From top-down authority to inside-out engagement. From singular control to collective empowerment. From internal accountability to external constituent service, from stasis and inaction to exploration and success. Do you hear the difference? In the much wished-for transformation of knowledge to action, the new orientation is intended, quote, to release the ocean of untapped talent and energy of employees, unquote, to engage the full spectrum of constituents from best intentions to better application of defined goals through reoriented structures to effective behaviors. Amplify this to discover that the same disconnection applies to the much larger global picture with similar emphasis and paralysis at the highest level of international policy and implementation, fraught with the same disconnects, the same separation of powers between leadership and constituent. The chart is presented as a mind map, an interesting concept that corresponds to a mental schematic or wiring diagram to establish an effective process to get the job done. If the world response to the challenge of climate change is characterized as too little too late, it would seem clear that the old mind map there too has failed, and a new approach, discussed often here on World Ocean Radio, might be a valuable shift toward more than enough in time. How do we get there? Get beyond an abstract visual to a real plan of action. I presume that INSEAN, the Global Business School, is indoctrinating its students with this new perspective, retraining graduate executives to reprogram their leadership roles and methods for evaluation, promoting new case studies of success to share across the world of business education to become accountable themselves as blue mind map leaders. The prospect may be daunting. Ultimately, leaders need courage, conviction determined by forward thinking, and an economy conducive to change. But today's new reliance on old standards, retracted regulation, abandonment of past progress made, and short-term over long-term vision makes for dour prospect. The ocean will not be forever protected from failed leadership. Its dimension in relation to all things of and beyond economics, its ultimate sustainability, surely demands more than a chart. What is missing is an ethos, a prevailing character of international community other than the present operative system of global consumption without limit, without long-term responsibility, only short-term reward as a preliminary to failure. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.